You know, I can remember when I first started finding out about home repair and how cool it was to learn little tricks. And I had an old gentleman. He was about 71 years old.
He's not referring to me, by the way.
No. Mr. Victor. And he taught me so many things. First of all, I was a young guy, you know, trying, you know, and I could work circles around this guy. I thought. But he was so darn efficient in what he did and never wasted a single movement that he just about worked me to death every day. But I learned so many things. And every now and then he would call me over and say, okay, look, if you got a situation like this, here's a little trick. And I thought that was the greatest information to gather those little bits of information and that you can, first of all, I've used them hundreds of times over the years on time saving as well as just ways to do things, you know, straighter, quicker, and so forth. And I think that's one of the reasons that our Simple Solution segment each week is so attractive to so many people and so popular. And Joe's going to share one with us right now.
Yeah, that's a perfect example of working smarter, not harder.
That's right, exactly. Yeah.
So good for Victor. I'm glad you remember most of those tips he gave you. So here's another one, Danny. Here's a clever way to catch dust and debris when you're drilling a hole into a wall. And all you need is a sticky Post-it note. Mm-hmm. You know, those little yellow Post-it notes you can get in any supply office supply store. And what you do is you take one of the notes, and they come in various sizes, but you take one and you stick it to the wall directly below where you're going to drill the hole. Then fold up the bottom half of the Post-it note so you form like little V-shaped trough, mm-hmm. right? Then you drill a hole, and the dust will fall into the Post-it note because it's folded up. Then you very carefully peel it off the wall and dump out the dust, and you can reuse it if you're drilling another hole. But typically, this is when you're just drilling a couple of holes, so you can just take it and toss it out, and that's it. So you don't have to vacuum it up. Excuse me, you don't have to vacuum it or sweep later. And, you know, and as I said, they come in different sizes. So if you're drilling a slightly larger hole, obviously you'd use a slightly larger Post-it note. Yeah. So there you go.
That's a great idea. And you can, I mean, again, so many times when you share a simple solution, you think of situations that happened recently where you could have used that idea because you go up and you know, you're causing a little stuff like that. And there's a lot of guys out there that don't use drop cloths. And it just blows my mind that they'll go in and they'll drill and they'll, I'll sweep it up. What do you mean you sweep it up? You've got it on the ground. You're grinding it into my hardwood floor. And then I usually take a baseball bat. No, I don't do that. But I think about that. But I mean, that's
put
so
down the drop cloth before you hit.
So, you know, covering things up and using clever ideas like that is so much better than allowing something to hit a floor and then expect being able to wipe it, because it'll get in those cracks and crevices and so forth. So another good simple solution, and we can certainly share with you over 400 more of these by going to todayshomeowner.com/simple-solution.